That's going to bring us back to Isaiah, this time in the Common English Bible. All of you who are thirsty, come to the water. Whoever has no money, come, buy food and eat. Without money, at no cost, buy milk and wine. Whoever has no money, without money, at no cost, buy wine and milk. I spend money for that which isn't food, and your earnings for what doesn't satisfy. Why spend money for what doesn't satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Enjoy the richest of feasts. Listen and come to me. Listen and you will live. Listen and eat what is good. Listen and enjoy. Listen and come. Listen and live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful loyalty to David. Look, I made him a witness to the peoples, a prince and commander of peoples. Look, you will call a nation you don't know. A nation you don't know will run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. I will make an everlasting covenant with you of my faithful loyalty. I'll make you a witness to the peoples. You will call those you don't know. Seek the Lord while he can still be found. Call him while he is yet near. Seek the Lord while the Lord is near. Seek the Lord. Let the wicked abandon their ways and the sinful their schemes. Let the wicked abandon their ways and the sinful their schemes, and let them seek the Lord. Let them return to the Lord, so he may have mercy on them. You are God, because he is generous with forgiveness. Seek the Lord. Abandon ways and schemes. Return to God, who is generous with forgiveness. My plans aren't your plans, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my plans than your plans. My plans just aren't your plans, and your ways are not my ways. They are separated by miles. Just as the rain and the snow come down from the sky and don't return there without watering the earth, they come down and they don't return without doing what they're supposed to do, making it conceive and yield plants and providing seed to the sower and food to the eater. So it is with my word that comes from my mouth. It does not return to me empty. It waters, makes it conceive and yield, provides seed to the sower, food to the listener. My word, it does what I want, and it accomplishes what I intend. It does not come back empty. It does what I want. It does what I intend. It does what I mean for it to do. Yes, you will go out with celebration, and you will be brought back with peace. Out in celebration, back in peace. Out in peace, back in celebration. Even the hills and the mountains will burst into song before you. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. The hills will be alive with the sound of music. The trees of the fields will clap their hands. We can't avoid hearing, rejoicing. In place of the thorn, the cypress will grow. In place of the nettle, the myrtle will grow. In place of the wicked and the sinful, the forgiven will grow. This will attest Lord's stature, an everlasting reminder that won't be removed. This will be a sign for you of what is happening in these days, that God is at work in the world. This will be a sign for you that you will go out in celebration and you will come back in peace, that the sinful and the schemer will be supplanted by knowing that they are forgiven. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. All right, you don't get a full sermon today because you're hearing that in song and how the pieces get put together. There is a piece about Isaiah for us to understand, though. Our Isaiah passage from the end of Christ the King Sunday, Isaiah 9. That's written in a very specific time. It's written during the first part of the exile. This passage, we're unsure if it comes to the people right before the exile ends as kind of a hopeful word going forward, or whether it comes to them when they're already back trying to do this hard thing. Either way, there's something for us to hear there. We know the part of the passage that is familiar, that says, your ways are not my ways, your plans are not my plans. We know that. We may have that embroidered somewhere. That's probably the section of this passage that we know the best. The part that challenges us is right at the beginning when God says, come, you who are thirsty, and drink without cost. Come, eat. Have a meal and don't pay anything for it. And if you're like me, you hear a voice of a parent or grandparent going, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And that's the tie-in between those two pieces of the passage, is that this is how God's going to do it, and it's not how we do it. There needs to be money in for something going out. There's a cost to everything, emotional, physical, currency, and we count it, we keep track of it, and if we don't, we pay a price. That's how the world is. And God says, that's not how the world is supposed to be. It will be different. And we have a painful reminder about 60 miles south of us about the context of whether this is right before the exile or right at the start of the exile. For the community of Mayfield who is gathering in worship this morning, many of them in the parking lot at First Christian Church, which is damaged. That's where the Presbyterians are meeting after their building was destroyed. They need to hear that God is going to be about providing what is needed for today. And it's not going to come at a cost. Because what they have in front of them, what the Mayfield Church has in front of them right now, is like us, 22 months of COVID. They have a building that was decorated for Advent and Christmas that is no more. And they are in the middle of a pastoral search. Any one of those things would be and has been enough to stress a church out way past the end of its limits. And they get to do all three. They have to do all three. It's not really a getting to do sort of thing. This passage to them, 13 days before the birth of Christ, the pink candle, Joy Sunday. They need to know, in the middle of rebuilding, in the middle of moving back, of all the moving backs we're doing as the people of God, that God is present. God is at hand. And God's plan is not for brick to be separated from brick. God's plan is for people to be called together by the witness of God's people. And for praise to God, joyful praise to God, to be impossible to miss. The hills, the mountains, the trees, all of it will proclaim. It's easy for us to have Joy Sunday today. We're not the only people who follow Christ. We may be looking forward to our exile ending, to our masks coming off, to all those fun things. There are others whose exile is just beginning. And for them and for us, we need to rejoice that God's plans are not our plans and God's ways are not our ways. And he is choosing to set a table, to make a welcome, and to offer it to us in the same way that we speak about grace and forgiveness. at God's cost and our gift, our free gift. This day, may you not seek after that which does not satisfy. This day, may you be nourished if you are hungry. May you be quenched if you are thirsty. And may we all find a way that is closer to God's. To God alone be the glory this day and forevermore. Amen.